This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, April 15th. Hope for a tree. Our reading comes from Job 14, verses 1 through 12, and 19, verses 25 through 27. Mortals born of woman are of few days and full of trouble. They spring up like flowers and wither away, like fleeting shadows they do not endure. Do you fix your eye on them? Will you bring them before you for judgment? Who can bring what is pure from the impure? No one. A person's days are determined. You have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. So look away from him and let him alone, till he has put in his time like a hired laborer. At least there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, it will sprout again, and its new shoots will not fail. Its roots may grow old in the ground, and its stump die in the soil. Yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth shoots like a plant. But a man dies and is laid low. He breathes his last and is no more. As the water of a lake dries up, or a riverbed becomes parched and dry, so he lies down and does not rise. Till the heavens are no more, people will not awake or be roused from their sleep. I know that my Redeemer lives and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. I grew up on a farm in central Alberta where poplars, aspens, and birch trees grow along the edges of fields. While there are some big trees, it takes a long time for them to grow, and non-native trees have to be cared for meticulously in order to thrive. A year ago last winter, temperatures quickly dropped below negative 35 degrees Celsius, negative 31 Fahrenheit, and damaged some of the trees. However, rather than simply cutting down what looked like dead trees in the spring, my parents were hopeful that the trees might recover, and by the middle of summer, many of the damaged trees had new saplings growing around the base of the trunk. When Job was at his lowest point, after losing his family, his home, and his livelihood, and he wasn't receiving support from his friends, he looked to trees as a sign of resilience. He lamented that a man dies and is laid low, but he noted, at least there's hope for a tree. At that point, Job couldn't see past his sorrow, but a while later he summoned up a clear statement of faith. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that, in the end, he will stand on the earth. Job then echoed the idea of a stump dying in the soil and yet putting out shoots at the scent of water as he said, And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. How my heart yearns within me. Pray with me. God, our Father, summon deep hope in us that one day, even after our flesh has failed, that because of Jesus' resurrection, we too, in our flesh, will see you. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.